Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I had my voice perfect. I knew what I was going to say, and it all went. Anyway, welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and today is Friday, June. Don't even know the day. It's the first day of summer. That's what it is, June 21st. Yay! All right, it's 21st when we're recording this, but when you see it or when you hear it, it will be the 22nd. Of 2018. So welcome. We're so excited to be here. Yay. So anyway, okay. And we're so excited to be live. I haven't been here live for a few weeks, actually quite a few weeks, because we have been busy. Oh my goodness. Busy. Doing lots and lots of things to bring lots and lots of things, more things to you. You would not be surprised, or you would be surprised, or I don't know what you'd be. You would be amazed at what we're bringing to you. Oh my gosh. And that's part of it, is this group that I've got here. And that's part of why I've got these people here, as well as I'll explain later why we're here. Real quickly, one of the things that we've got going that came up, there's even no reason to say why it came up or anything, but what happened is, we have this event coming up in August, and, I know, exciting. and what I love about it is its name,
which is
Expanding Human Consciousness Expo.
That's such a nice ring to it.
I know. I know. Does it sound big? Woohoo! Is that expansive? Exactly. Woo! And that's August 3rd to the 5th. And yes, exactly. 3rd to the 5th. And we have all the details. Well, I actually have them with the tickets that you can purchase on the QHHTofficial.com. website, and the website for the Expanding Human Consciousness Expo will be live. When is that, Kaya?
1 week.
Okay. In 1 week.
Maybe so sooner.
Very soon. So you'll be able to get all of the information that you can want very, very, very soon. So, but you can get it now, and you can actually purchase your tickets now on the QHHTofficial.com. website. So go there now and get everything. It's very, very, very exciting. But what I wanted to talk about tonight was this name, because this name keeps coming up. It's so big. And this actually came, it was the first of this week, actually as I was waking up. I mean, these things come like this. And I was, you know, at that point when you're right before you're actually fully awake, and you're just kind of laying there, and I mean, we like to call that's when all that great stuff comes in, right? What was that kind
of beta brainwave state?
Beta brainwave state. All the nice juicy stuff comes in. You're just kind of laying there, and you're just in that real receptive place, and I'm just thinking about things, and I was kind of thinking about this show, and what, you know, what could I do? What could I talk about? Who could I have on? And all of a sudden this title came in, and it was like, and it was like, you know, you need to be talking about this. People need to know about this. They need to be stepping into themselves. and this feeling of so much importance came in. It was like, gotta get on there. And it was like, okay, so that's why we're here. And that's, now I want to introduce my guests, my very, very special guests. You've seen them before, so they're not strangers to you, but they're still very, very special. Okay. First of all, ladies first. Okay. And corny last. Okay. My very, very special, wonderful, very, yes, beautiful, wonderful.
Stop it.
We call ourselves the Triad Besties here. Yes. Anyway, wonderful. She has all these many roles in my life and within the company and within the QHHT and everything. But right now, my dear friend, Suzanne Spooner.
Thank you, Julia. Nice to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Absolutely. And I say to the side, I don't know where they're appearing on this screen or in when you see them. This is actually being video recorded. So if you do want to see it later in video, you can. Anyway, so also here with me is, and you've seen him before too, Kaya Wittenberg. And also, like I said, the Triad Besties. We have become, we are the Triad. Absolutely. Very, very, very dear. I can't say enough words. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry here too. yes, absolutely. I'm just gonna stop there. Okay. Yeah. These two people are just blessings. Very, very great blessings to me. They are such wonderful help, and you will see what happens by them being in my life. And they're true blessings, and I'm so grateful for both of you. Aww. For being here and for everything you do.
Well, it's a wild ride, isn't it?
Just, yeah. Anyway,
many adult moment with Julia Cannon.
We're having some fun.
Good. Okay, so Kaya Wittenberg and Suzanne Spooner.
Thanks, Julia.
All right. So, what I wanted to when they did this, and actually, this is how they do many times, as we all know, is they're just like I said, they're just like, just be on there, and you're. This is what I want you to talk about, is this topic, expanding human consciousness. And so that's how I presented to these two wonderful people. And they're like, okay, great. This sounds wonderful. Yeah, we're game. And then this morning, Suzanne, like clockwork, is like, okay, what topics are we going to talk about? Because she likes to prepare. And that's wonderful. She's always wonderful about that. And it's like, like, no. And like clockwork, she's like, And so this is how they like to do sometimes. And it's like, no, you just got to trust and just go with it. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what we all need to know, is that we got to trust them and just go with it, that we always have the answers inside, and they are always right here with us. And that's how it is as we step into the all that is us. Oh, this is them talking right now. They are right here to go as we were starting. And they're always right here. And that's, they've done this with me before, like for a 3-hour lecture. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to talk about? And they're like, and I was trying to prepare it, and there was nothing. And I'm like, a little help, please, or nothing. And I'm like, anything, nothing, until right before I'm there. And then they told me, they said, just they trust, trust, trust. And as I started to talk, it was coming. And they said that was for like two people in that audience. Like, really? But that's what we have to do. And I just trusted, and they just spoke. But once I started talking, they came through and they gave me everything I needed. And that's how it is. That's what you have to do. Just always know you have the answers. And that's what this part is about. And then I'm going to turn it over and see what you guys have to say. But that's what I wanted. That's what they wanted me to say right now. So there you go.
That was, you know, to me, that's just such a great way to start in, because that's one of the things that we talk about with QHHT sessions. You know, that for, you know, when people are worried that they can't access that part of them that knows everything, that's just right here beside you always. you know, that great tip that we give is just say the very first thought that comes to mind, right? So, you know, and I that tip I think is so universal in way beyond a QHHT session. I mean, I think that's really kind of how we're actively merging that left and the right side of the brain that we're in the midst of right now with humanity, moving away from duality and into this unified consciousness. And I think the way that we help ourselves kind of get over the doubt and the fear is just bypassing it and saying that first thought that comes to mind. So, you know, it's the segue into becoming what we're doing, which is becoming our high selves in a physical body. Woo! Right?
Yeah. And I have some comments on that too, but before I begin, do you mind if I do a little show and tell?
Go for it.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know.
This is so cool. Julie and I were at the Crystal Shop in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and Suzanne was actually leading us there. She was there a little bit earlier in the day, I think, or the day before. But anyway, I went in, and I had in my mind that I love crystal quartz. Just like crystal quartz and Atlantis and the connection, and it makes me feel amazing. So I was looking for a crystal quartz pyramid. The woman there was so nice, and she was like kind of showing different things and different energies and healing and different kinds of things you could do, but I was really into the crystal quartz. So I was kind of looking at it, and I was holding them and kind of grabbing onto a couple of the pyramids, and then I saw this, and it was so weird. When I felt it, when I had it in my hands, I felt really, really good, and I felt my heart expanding, and I felt really warm, and I felt like energy was like reverberating out from me just by holding it in my hand. Something awesome was going on. So needless to say, I had to have it. And I was like, okay, I got it. This is what I'm having. And then as I looked at it, it's a bunch of pyramids. So it's not just one pyramid. There's like, I don't know, lots of pyramids on this all at once. And maybe it magnified the power. So yeah, that's my show.
Describe that for our listeners that don't have it on video. What is it that you're holding? What does it appear as?
I guess you could say it's a star. I would be hesitant to give it the geometric term, maybe tetrahedron. I'm not sure.
A star on steroids.
Yeah. It would be a object with many, many points, and I could count like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think 10 points. 10 points to the star. There could be more.
Somebody will know. Somebody will know.
But. Yeah, I'm for feeling, and it's all about the feeling and not really anything other than that feeling, just going with that feeling and opening yourself up to that vibration. And at different points in the day, if I'm feeling a little stressed or I'm feeling like, oh, I want some energy, I can go back and I can pick up this crystal star and I feel it opening my heart and grounding me, and it just feel good. And then if I take actions from that place, I'm already in a different place from where I was before, and taking actions from that place of being lifted, I think that's where good stuff comes. Like, I think that's where the magic happens when you're raising your consciousness. And sometimes, you know, we can do it on our own in a meditation, or sometimes we can use a tool like the star, or it can be with a group. When you're with a group of like-minded people, and then you just feel the power of the group, and you're all together in the same place. And, you know, we like to do a lot of hugging. We did a lot of hugging in Arkansas. That's heart to heart.
A lot of hugging.
Well, okay, let's explain that in a classroom sense.
It wasn't just the three of us.
Can you expand and clarify on that, please? This is where we three get into trouble with not being explaining enough, perhaps.
Yes.
So in the classroom setting,
there was a lot of hugging going on between breaks, the entire class, there was music playing, there was hugging, there was smiles, there was dancing.
There was massaging. We were massaging shoulders.
A lot of massaging too. You want to explain that?
Yeah. What do you guys do in these classes, these QHHT classes?
It comes down to the fact, I think of, you learn things better when you're having fun and when you're happy.
Yes.
I think right. that's the way to go. And so we were trying to get that energy moving forward as much as we possibly could in between breaks and get that happiness level high.
Yeah. Oh, you could feel it. I mean, that was absolutely brilliant to take breaks to, what would we do? 10 hugs and 10 more and massaging, you know, in a big group of people, shoulders and, you know, it opens people up. And, you know, I think that's such a good example of things that we could do, you know, throughout our days with all of us, whatever we're doing. I mean, you know, that sharing of energy and just a smile is enough to, you know, some people don't get, you know, a kind, friendly touch for, you know, a day or more, you know, just a touch on the shoulder or a sincere, how are you doing? You know, so it's those small things that make such a big difference in connection. And Kaya was our master of ceremonies for the, you know, raising the energies and the vibrations in those classes. And it was fabulous. It was, yeah, I think everybody enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was so fun to see everyone connecting and saying it wasn't only the class. The class was amazing, but it was connecting with everybody else and forming these amazing friendships. And everybody was like, yeah, these are people. I'm going to have these friendships for a long, long time. And people are commenting. It was just like, oh my God, it feels so good to be outside. And I said, shall we do some earthing? And my partner said, oh my God, yes. Now's the time to do some earthing. Let's get barefoot. Let's walk. You know, and it just... feeling that feeling of being with these like-minded people and together raising our vibration, our energy is just awesome. Really, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know, and all those things. I mean, and you don't always have to be at a specific place or with these people, but that just helps. Those things, that helps. But that's where we are, you know, all of that is doing that. But that's what this, I wanted to do in this show is just, that's what they're saying. It's just, if you're feeling that, if you're feeling any of those things, it's okay. That's where we are. It's a calling.
Yeah. That's it. That's it right there. It's like, it's totally cool to get yourself in an altered state of consciousness and lift your vibration. You can do it through meditation. You can do it through a walk in the park. You can do it just from listening to some good music. You can do dancing, right? And that's you in your zone. I think there's something special when you're in your zone and you're sharing it with others. It could be your family, it could be a friend, it could be the group you're training with, but when you're coming from that place and you're both sharing that energy, I think that's especially lifting the vibration. It's lifting human consciousness, which is why we want to put together this group to magnify that. So it's not just you, one person feeling it, it's factored in by multiples, right? And, you know, we're planning special fun on the first night, a little party to get everybody acclimated.
Okay, so you're talking about the expo now, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, was sort of the back of the expo.
Yeah, go ahead and keep talking. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, so, you know, we're thinking, going on this premise of fun as the leader, like, let fun drive you. Have the front be front. Fun be front and center. That could be a tongue twister. Have the fun be front and center. And so we want to start it off with some surprises on the first night. Like of surprises that will allow people to just have fun and get to know each other and have a reason to talk to another, talk to strangers. So we were very clever in how we were thinking these things through. I'll leave that up as a surprise. So come join us, have fun.
And the speakers will be involved, won't they?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, and the speakers are awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So here, I'm just going to say as a teaser, before the website gets up, if you're listening to this or watching this interview, if I were you, I would beat feet to the QHHT official website and get your ticket purchased, because you're not going to believe the world-class speakers that we have at this expo over this beautiful first weekend of August. They are, shall we say, out of this world. So you get tickets before, if there's any way possible. And, well, I'll let Julie talk about who's going to be there. This is your expo and it's an amazing event.
Well, actually I would like you to talk about the first one because you, oh my gosh, he's fantastic. But you have actually more specific information on him. On, you know, I love how you talk about him. So I'm going
to. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, you know, every once in a while I'll find something I totally like get into what they're into. And I like to say Dolores was like that for me. You know, when I discovered Dolores, you know, I wanted to read all of her books. I wanted a session with her. I wanted to learn the process. I wanted everything. And so this one has, I don't know, somehow we became friends on Facebook. I don't know if I friended him or he friended me, but that's how my awareness of him happened. His name is Freddie Silva. Many of you listening will know who Freddie is. He's amazing. But what really made me pay attention to him was the depth of knowledge that he had to share about sacred sites and sacred knowledge. And he's very, you know, I don't want to say left brain, but I mean, he's into the scientific fact of the discoveries and the knowledge and that as well. But he's also incredibly intuitive, and he trusts that part of him. And he has really weird, cool, amazing experiences in these sacred sites, like in the Great Pyramid. Oh my gosh, I was just listening to an interview of his earlier today, and he's one of those that when you read his books, and this may be a reflection on me, but I have heard other people say this, you have to go back and keep, you know, like you read for a little bit and you have to go back and read again to digest a little bit more. And, you know, it's not a quick read, but he makes it so that you can stay on track with the story. But I mean, one of the books that I'm reading of his right now is about the truth behind what resurrection is. It's not, you know, from his great amount of research, it's much more than what we've been told it is. You know, it's more a very inward journey in a living body. You know, oh my gosh, this gets me so excited. He was he did a lot of great work early on in his career with the crop circles, which, you know, Dolores and you, Julia, spent a lot of time in the UK exploring those. Yes, in the crop circles. I'm headed over there in a few weeks, and that's going to be one of my places to get to, I hope. Freddie to me is, he's very thorough in his investigation, and he's, very eloquent in how he presents the information, and he has quite a funny little sense of humor that I enjoy. He's a little snarky, which makes me just giggle. So maybe it's our personalities are aligned a little bit that way, and I appreciate that in him. So he's light. Everything's not so heavy with him. But I was very, very excited to find out that we were able to get him to be our keynote speaker for this wonderful expo that we're putting on. So we can kind of all geek out with Freddie Silva for a couple of days.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, the way we're doing this, I mean, really, we're able to do everybody, all of them are like, we get lots of expansive time. I love that, expansive, with the speakers.
Yeah, not a rush.
Yeah.
50 speakers in a short amount of time. We have what we consider some of the very best, but just a few of them, so that we can geek out more. We can delve in deep, right?
Yes.
Get to all the good juice bits.
Time and workshops with them. You get the party with them. You get everything with them.
Get to party with them. Get wild with them. Mm-hmm. Abstract, fun, exciting things, mysteries.
Yeah.
Truth about life. Everything will be in there.
Yeah.
So, Julia, tell us who else is going to be speaking.
Well, that, you know, by popular demand, is the wonderful, wonderful channel, Blair Styra.
Oh, I love Blair.
He's so wonderful, and he's such a sweetheart.
And coming all the way from New Zealand.
New Zealand, yes. Yeah. And he, if you don't know him, he's the channel for this being. I don't know. He's from ancient Syria, called Tabash. And he worked for years and years and years to be able to get himself where he could channel. And this is all an agreement. He tells this whole story when he does this and everything, but it was an agreement between the two of them where he could finally do this. It took a lot of training on his part to do this. But he finally could do it. And it's not channeling like a lot of them do now, where they, you know, a lot of us are fully awake and we're aware and all this stuff, but he completely exits the body, his consciousness, he goes, and Tabash steps in. And it's also not like some of them that do that, they're there with their eyes closed and they're saying things. When Tabash steps in, oh no, he's not like that, is he?
He's all over the stage. And
he will jump off the stage and he will go through the audience and he dances and he does, oh my gosh, he is a lively character. But the personality changes, everything changes. It's not Blair, that's for sure.
Well, and that was, that was a favorite of Dolores, wasn't it? She really, really thought that Blair did a very fabulous job of stepping aside and being able to channel this, and she felt it was very pure and true information. And
absolutely,
they have a great
legitimate. He is completely legitimate. And then he does private readings also, outside of the talks and everything. And
certify. You can vouch.
Yeah. I can vouch. Like whatever that word is, I can do it for you. 150%.
He's just a sweetheart and such a character though too when he's under. So it's so entertaining to watch him do his presentation up on stage.
So he's not in one place. He's up and he's around and he's animate. Yeah. And really? Okay.
Yeah, he moves around and he doesn't say, I mean, it's so funny. He may not jump off the stage anymore because, you know, he's physically fit. I mean, he works out all the time. So, but he does, sometimes he'll jump. This stage isn't going to be as tall. So he does, he'll jump off the stage and he walks around among the audience because he does little mini readings for everybody in the audience, for a lot of people in the audience. If he sees stuff, you know, that's Tabash, you know, he'll just start giving little mini readings.
So
You know, that's really amazing because he's utilizing the physicality to the fullest.
Absolutely.
In a place like a thing where you're kind of checking out and you're not really that connected with the physicality and it's just an energy that's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
If he's able to work within the physicality and everything's fun and cool, that's such an added element. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, Blair, this is so fun because Blair has told me that I hope it's okay that I tell the story.
That's okay.
Okay, Julia. She won't tell anybody.
He told me that
just between us and the listeners. No.
Okay. that he's done some fun things. Well, he told me that he taught Tabash how to drive a car.
Oh.
You know, there's been little things that he's like, and then he had to teach Tabash how to do the recorder. You know, because he had to turn it off because he does that. You know, he turns it on. I mean, it's like he has to do the recorder because he could be under, you know, and things like that. And it's like that wasn't around in Tabash's time. You know, little things like that.
That's and really now interesting.
You know, so it's like technology.
Yeah.
Good technology. There's another story in there. It was like, I don't think that one, but I should tell that one. So it's a fun one.
So he's great. He's really fun and entertaining to watch, and amazing information that he gives when he's under. And
oh my gosh! And that's it's always like, you know, it's worldly information, and that's where, and then it's on this same thing, and that's it's on the same subject. It's of stepping. It's and that's his latest book. His next book is going to be about rainbow bridges, and it's like through the bridge into your whole self.
Oh
yeah. Oh my gosh,
that's I'm just familiar. that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then rounding out, who are the other two speakers?
They're together to speak. It's Steve Mara and Barry Fitzgerald, and they're coming from England. I mean, this is a very international expo. I mean, Isn't that cool?
International and intergalactic.
And Steve and Barry, I believe, were, and Freddie, were both speakers just a few weeks ago at Contact in the Desert.
Yes, they were.
So I get, you know, great gathering with lots and lots of speakers, but we get them and we get this little bit more intimate setting than something as grand as that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Quality time.
Yes, great quality time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they'll be.
So tell us what they do. Okay.
What are we starting to say?
Oh, I was, what is it that Steve and Barry do?
Yeah, well, they are actually part of, well, they're investigators for one, UFO investigators, and they have created, I mean, they go all over the world investigating besides UFOs, but all kind of paranormal anything. And so, and then they put the together, they've had a course on UFO investigation, but then now they've kind of, they've redone it and made it even better. And it's not just UFO. They have a completely different slant on it. So it's not, I mean, it's not just the old kick the tires and, you know, and things like that. It's not the old nuts and bolts investigation kind of thing. It's the way it's always supposed to have been, you know, taking in all the angles, the metaphysical, the everything. And that's what it is. And this is where they are showing what they have seen and what they look at, what they do. And that's what they'll be working with. And they'll be showing actual things that they found.
That's always, that's such a nice spin, because when it comes to UFOs, I already get it. I'm cool. Like, I don't need somebody to be like, well, I'm going to give you all kinds of proof. And these are facts. I don't need that.
We break the Kool-Aid. We're like, here.
Really cool energy with me and the experience and the nature of it and how it can benefit through working with that energy and that knowledge and enjoying that, playing with it, which is like, that's the best spin, I think, when it comes to UFOs and no need for like this proof and investigation and running my formulas to see if they do exist.
Right. And like seeing their, the workshop that they'll be doing is actually the course that they have. And it'll be actually the course. So you, when you do it, then you can actually be a, it's like part of an investigation team after you're done with it.
So it's God, what a great place to do that at, UFO headquarters in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So then we're going to have that first night, which is to meet the speakers and raise your vibration and have fun night. And then the second day is the speakers giving their expanded presentations, lectures, right? Which is fabulous because we'll have time to delve in deep. And then that third day in the morning, we have our annual QHHT practitioner reunion, which is really fun. It's a big gathering of QHHT practitioners. The last couple of years, I think we've opened it up to, you know, if their family or friends have traveled with them and they want to join, we're cool with the public coming in if they would like to, because we're, these topics aren't solely what just practitioners would be interested in, but I can get into that later. We just added something new to that practitioners reunion today. I'm very excited to share that in a bit.
Well, but that's so exciting.
I know, it's like when we're trying to decide if we could squeeze this one in, I'm like,
yes,
a little bit of this out and a little bit of that out, we can get her in. So that's coming up here, I'll tell you in a minute. But the afternoon, a little bit of the morning into the afternoon really is going to be the workshops for these amazing world-class presenters or speakers. So, oh my gosh. So that's what you're talking about, the course with Stephen Barry. And Barry with
Freddie.
Mm-hmm. Freddie. Mm-hmm. And then Blair will be doing
his readings kind of all throughout. He just does them all the time. He works them through.
Yeah, this will be so fun.
Yeah. So
those will be things that, oh my gosh, there's a lot packed into those 3 days.
Yes. Yes. So what's the little good that you got to talk about?
Because so this is fun. Okay, so I really wasn't thinking reunion when we sat down for this, so I got to get my reunion head back on. Okay, so first, and I don't know if I may be changing these around, but obviously first we're going to talk about what's new with QHHT and these very exciting changes that are being created as we speak. Kaya will be doing a bit of a presentation about some of those, along with Julia and myself. Oh my gosh, this world of QHHT can't get any better, and then it gets way better. So it's going to expand more before we even get to August 3rd. But oh my gosh, so we'll talk about that. And then there's this global, beautiful global community of practitioners that we call the QHHT Forum. These are people that have taken the QHHT classes, and they connect in globally, and we share stories and offer advice and get connected through this amazing network, this private forum. And so the moderators on that forum are Marilyn Dyke, Diane Morrison, and myself. And so we will be doing a little bit of talk about expanding human consciousness and how this is affecting our sessions and things that we have found. Oh my gosh, Marilyn just posted recently a great post about why it's better for clients to not have that amnesia experience when they go under. It's not that they can really control this, but it's going to happen or one way or another. But what we're seeing now is that people are staying more awake and aware, feeling they aren't. They're not awake like in their left brain, but they're staying more aware during the sessions. And this is part of this great merge into the left and the right brain. So she has some really fascinating information that as with Dolores, I love it when this happens, she got similar information back to back in sessions. And so one kind of validated the next and the next. And as it happens, I hadn't shared this with you, Julia, yet, or Kaya. So I'm reading Marilyn's post, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like so juicy. And I got to just ponder on this for just a minute, because it was really deep information. And sure as shoot, I go into my very next session this week, and the client experiences exactly what Marilyn was talking about. I'm like, and so I'm like, okay. And then I go into interview mode, you know, with her subconscious. I'm like, so, you know, what are your thoughts about this? You know, and it absolutely said yes. Like, oh my gosh, this is the best job. But anyways, I digress. Okay, so we'll have Marilyn there. She'll be talking about that.
Diane, she's got lots of juicy information to talk about.
Yes.
On this day.
Yes, this day is packed. No restroom breaks allowed. We just have too much information in here. But I'm going to get to the end, and I'm going to circle back to this new one that we just added. So we have ended, I want to say almost every year we've done the QHHT reunion, we do something that we call the SC Summit. And that is where we have one or two or three practitioners that are able to put themselves under quite easily. We kind of get used to this process as we work with it. They put themselves under up on stage. The audience has opportunity beforehand to write out questions. And then I and Diane this year are going to be asking the audience's questions to the high selves or the subconscious of those that are under. This year, as we normally have had, he seems to come back every year because he's just a sweetheart. He'll come play with us. Ron Head, who is my great friend. He's one of my besties. And so Ron's going to come. Oh my gosh. I think Ron and I have done over 30 sessions together, and we put a lot out on YouTube. So, people have heard of him through that, but this year we're putting Kaya on the hot seat. Yeah. Poor Kaya. I was like, do you want a permit? You know, Kaya, he's such a love, you know, yeah, I'm all in. I'm like, okay, buddy. But if I can give a little bit of that, you know, Kaya was my client. That's how he and I met. He ended up in my office, and when Kaya is under, as Julia has witnessed now, because we've done a session with all three of us together, a couple of times. When Kaya is under, holy smokes, it is like, I don't know what it's like.
Edge of your seat, entertainment.
It's like Ashtar on steroids. You know, it's his, you know, when he, poor Kaya, when he was with me in his session, you know, this energy and his, you know, he was pretty reserved and, you know, he's like this, you know.
You call Kaya reserved?
I mean, he's really like, I don't know who this chick is. I don't know what I can say to her. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still in. But when he went under, oh my gosh, I'm watching him and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is like watching Jim Carrey, you know? And so I had never done this before on any session, but I take notes on my iPad. I turn my notes off. I turn my video on it because I thought, there is no way he is ever going to believe what his face looks like when he hears this recording, because his mouth and his expressions were just, you know, so big. And so I just for like 3 minutes, I taped this just so I could just show him what it was like. And bless his heart, as we became friends and all, I asked him if it'd be okay if I put it out on YouTube, because it was just so awesome. But Kaya, when he goes under, is speaks as a council member from Arcturus. It's one of the friends that comes through. And so it'll be a hoot because, you know, Ron is really chill. He's this, you know, he's this godlike force, and he's, you know, just the words are very mellow. And Kaya is huge. So, I'm just trying to, in my head, get ready to manage, you know, two personalities that are under. But we do that. That's a lot of fun. That's how we usually end the practitioners reunion, and that's great. But okay, so here's where the new segment comes into play. Marilyn has
we're still going to end on that, because you're like,
we're still going to end on the SC summit. But prior to that, we're going to have Marilyn Dyke's great friend Tamara, who is an amazing world-class astrologer. Now, she is going to do a presentation that is quite interesting that I believe ties in the astrological charts of Nostradamus and Dolores Cannon. And
amazing.
You can talk about that, yeah. I think. But I don't know much more about that, but I've heard how amazing she is, and it will be very entertaining to understand, because, you know, Dolores did such mind-blowing, groundbreaking work with the energy of Nostradamus in her work, and created three books right from that.
Right. Yes.
Okay, I'm exhausted now.
No, it will be really interesting to see that, because I have a theory, and it'd be interesting to see what she says, to see if...
Well, you can't do that, Julia. You can't not tell us what your theory is.
No, because she might hear it, and then I can't... So I don't want her to hear it beforehand.
Okay, Tamara, if you're listening, cover your ears.
Give me the instruction. Okay.
Mute. Sure.
We're good.
Well, that will be interesting anyway. So we're shuffling things around. She's coming in for the expo. She wants to experience the expo. Mm-hmm. There's going to be fascinating people there, just in the audience, let alone the fabulous speakers.
Well, and also we'll have vendors there too. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, because that's where I spend all my, like, I'll go and...
You're in danger, girl.
I am. That crystal shop in Eureka Springs, like, they love me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're going to love you in that vendor area.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got a lot. That's just, that's a lot squeezed into several hours. And then we go into the workshops of our fabulous presenters. So it's August 3rd through 5th, it's going to be a high vibe tribe experience.
I'm learning something new.
That's what we can call it, the high vibe tribe. I like this.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Craziest things happen in Eureka Springs when we're all there. There's definitely some UFO out of the world.
Steve and Barry will explain why. They showed me a picture why, and then they will explain why.
Okay, Kaya, why does she do this to us? Why does she like lead us on like this and she won't tell us the goodie, you know?
Well, I can't, that's part of their talk. I can't show it. That wouldn't be right. But it's exciting. Oh, I couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it either. And it was like, whoa.
Oh, no. Sure.
And we guess.
Come on, you'll see it when you come to the test.
Yes, Kaya, let's see if we can get her to say anything.
Any hints?
It's scientific evidence as to why you will see UFOs in that area. So it's, you see UFOs for a reason in Eureka Springs.
Ooh, so every time I go back to Eureka Springs, we can use that as an element to draw them closer to us.
Well, let me put it this way. UFOs and paranormal.
And paranormal.
And paranormal activity.
Paranormal activity. Okay.
Yeah.
So it could be more than just UFOs. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
So strange things are very likely to happen in that area.
Hi, you're going to have to come to the conference to find out.
Yeah. Just the way it is.
Strange things are fun.
Our mom would always say strange things always happen.
Yeah. Strange is normal.
I mean, just stick around us and you're going to have strange things happen.
Oh my gosh, we've had some crazy experiences, haven't we? Remember when we were in Hawaii and we were sitting out having dinner and I kept going, there's a UFO. And everybody turned around and went, no, it's not. I'm like,
yeah. That was your UFO.
No, there it is. And everybody turned around and went, no, it's not. And finally, Julia looks at me and says, it's just for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. That's normal, right? When you open your mind up and you realize there's so much more out there than what we've been taught or what's presented to us, what, you know, the Kool-Aid that they want us to drink.
Yeah.
When we open up that perception, it really, I know this sounds cliche, but it's so much easier to be aware of than you would imagine, right?
Yeah, and in those situations, it's kind of cool to think about. That could be you saying hi to you. So the parallel version of you that's up in that UFO is saying hi and getting a kick out of saying you and connecting to you. So hi. It's pretty cool.
Something to think about.
Yes, you wrap your head around that.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything about the new experiences you've been having lately?
Is that related to me or?
Either one. I know Suzanne specifically has had some, but.
Yeah, Suzanne, go ahead and lead. We'd like to share these because we have been hearing about these.
Okay, I just went blank. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the ones I was thinking about was one you were telling us when we were on that last trip at in the convenience store. But Kaya, what are you talking about, Kaya?
Well, Suzanne shared a few different stories about.
I'm like, okay, now what are we talking about?
Oh, sure. Why am I? What you
when you're texting?
Why am I not? I'm just like blank on this. Give me more. What did I do?
Did something happen at Wendy's place in Arizona?
At the convenience store?
Where it was. You were on a trip. But a convenience store. And I just remember it was in a convenience store.
What about when you're in the Grand Canyon? You look like Medusa.
Oh, that was the energy of the wind. Yeah. My hair was up too.
Actually, I think it was when you were on your way to Arkansas for the last class and you were in a convenience store.
Oh, the gentleman?
Yeah.
The gentleman?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this drives my husband crazy. I make friends wherever I go and start chatting people up and, you know, I do. And So this gentleman, it's middle, it's not middle of the night. It's middle of the night. And I'm 7 hour drive home. I've got like 3 more hours to go. It's 11 o'clock at night or so. And so I stop and I get a really horrible cup of coffee with
yeah, coffee. Yeah. Give me the so luck.
With like, you know, it's that powdered creamer, you know, like I can't drink it black, but I, you know, this is like forgiving, please forgive my body.
Give me a double Folgers and partially hydrogenated oil.
Yeah, that was it. And, but this gentleman just, he's older. He had this kind of long gray hair that he had tied back in a ponytail. So kind of like an older hippie like type guy. And, okay. This is how our friendship started. He held the door open for me and I looked at him and he says, I haven't done anything nice for anybody today, so I'm going to start now. And I said, okay, 11 o'clock at night. Good. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you holding the door open for me. And we get into this, I kind of went to get my coffee and I wasn't getting gas. I just needed coffee and I'm trying to work my way around this, this place. And we keep running into each other and he keeps like just dropping information that's really like, why are we talking about this? But he told me about, in the course of, there was a marriage proposal in there at some point. And I said, no, I'm already married.
Barely knows you. Why would he ask you to marry him so fast?
I know. I tell you, Kaya, it's crazy. And, but he says that he has a doctor that's female and blonde. So maybe that's where we got tied into this. And, you know, he's telling me that he had asked her to marry him and she said no. And, then he got to telling me that there's, he's telling me facts about the Civil War and about people that lived in the Civil War. And I'm thinking, you know, in my sleepy head, I'm thinking you'd be really interesting to do a session with. You know, it's like who starts talking to a complete stranger at a gas station in the middle of the night, you know, what's that?
About the Civil War.
Yeah. About the Civil War.
Normal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's what you were aiming for. That's my only convenience. Story that's convenience store story. I
can Well, there was the one where you said you saw someone out of the corner of your eye.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm doubly freaking out just because, okay, I have fleshed that one out of my head. When you said corner of your eye, something came back. So it makes me wonder if I didn't go somewhere during that, but one of my family members is traveling today across the country in her car. And she said she saw something out of the corner of her eye and she looked and there's a military helicopter, not more than 40 feet off the ground going alongside her car.
It's really low.
Really low. She said the telephone pole was between her and the helicopter, and it just hovered there for the longest time. Oh. It was like when you said it out of the corner of my eye, it made me think of my conversation with her. tell me what experience did I have, Julia?
What I remember is you said the corner of your eye, there was this like this person there, and then. And you saw him.
Sorry, Julia.
Julia knows you better than you know yourself.
Oh my gosh. And I apologize to the listeners for having to listen to my old man hippie story because that wasn't the. Okay, right. So on my way down, that was my way home. On my way down, broad daylight. I mean, I'm fresh. I've only been on the road for a couple of hours. And I stop at a convenience store. And I'm walking back to the restroom and out of the corner of my eye, I see this young man, you know, probably early 20s. And he looks, he had a bright yellow t-shirt on like a road worker would have. You know, he looked like he had had a long day. He was kind of sweaty and short, dark hair that was kind of sticking up. And he was just, you know, that's what he looked like. And so I see him out of the corner of my eye, and I actually like move myself to go around him because I don't want to hit him. And I turn and I look, because I was going to smile at him, and he's not there. There's nobody there. And I'm like, okay, I just got all of that description. I mean, I saw the dirty jeans and the work boots. I saw everything. And, you know, and I'm kind of like doing, you know, where'd he go? You know, because I know I saw him. And I ran into the restroom, and I'm thinking, okay, that's interesting. What just happened there? And then I'm just like fully tapped into him. And I totally knew that he was a spirit, you know, or, you know, it didn't feel like very long. He had left his body, and he just kind of showed up here, and he's kind of like, why isn't anybody seeing me? Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm like, oh, and this just gives me chills right now. Just like it did when I was telling you that story. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's here, but he's not. And so, you know, I got back into my car, and I'm thinking, wow, that totally just happened. Like, I just saw somebody that isn't in a physical body, but I saw him as if he was. And so, you know, I just went into my heart space, and I connected with him, and I said, hey, it's okay. You know what? There's a better place for you to go. And I want you to look for that light. I want you to go towards the light. There's going to be somebody there that's going to help you. You're fine. You're absolutely fine. Just go with that light, and you're going to find out where you need to go next. That was that experience. I am so sorry. I can't believe why that one threw me. But
no, it's fine. But that's the reason I was wanting to say that, because that was coming on the end of, we were talking about other things happening. And that's this is something new for you. Even though you have all these wonderful, fantastic experiences all the time, and that's new for you.
That's new. Yes. Ooh, thank you. Thank you for validating that. I was like, ooh, that means that new means more, you know, because I'm bring it on. I'm ready to go intergalactic at all times, you know.
And that's part of this whole expansion process. We're going to have new things happening. And I feel you have something else to say on that. I can just feel it. So,
and just so we all know, we're getting really close to having to finish up, it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you have the
answer. Yeah. You know, I think it's really dovetailing on the feeling of opening yourself up to whatever is happening. And if you're in a situation like that, and you're seeing something that seems so real, and like, is it happening? Is it not happening? It's like loosening yourself up to the situation and letting go of any conscious resistance. And there's something in there that you're benefiting. You feel like there's an energy exchange, or there's something special happening in those moments. For me, when I hear those stories, I feel like something's really resonating, like my heart, or connecting, because it's the light, it's the positive. It's always coming in some way, in unique ways. So it's just embracing that.
Okay. Absolutely. Not taking away one word of what you just said. While you were talking, Kaya, my kitchen sink turned on and turned off by itself. I'm like, oh my God. So I think you get the point, right? Whatever Kai was saying, turn on to.
Turn on to it, exactly.
Oh, that represents flow.
Oh, hey. We're all about that. What a great way to end this great conversation.
And he was saying, be open to whatever is what he was saying. Just be open. Allow it. Just be there.
Yes. So, everyone out there today, be especially open, and some magical things are going to come your way. Some surprises, some really good surprises.
Exactly. In fact, we did this in the class, and what was it? The words were something about it, be lucky. And magical. I love that word, magical. But some people that may be a little bit too much for them. So if you want to throw luck in there, make it whatever words in there.
That's a great thing.
Exactly. You know, just, you know, that's the kind, it'll just keep drawing that to you.
Luck is a beautiful thing to resonate with, and just feeling lucky. I feel luck coming in. I feel magical surprises happening. I feel these things happening instantly. I didn't even expect, but it's here. It's awesome.
How about we just end on that one?
I think so.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Having a beautiful, wonderful, magical, lucky day. So magical, wonderful, lucky life and expansive and just go out and share it and take that out to the world, because that's what ripples.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Right. For having this time. Love you guys out there.
Yeah, absolutely. love you and love. Let's just go. Let's just take it out. So, love you, everyone.
All right. See you at the expo, and all you can buy your tickets and learn more about the speakers on the QHHT official website, right?
Absolutely.
And soon, website for the expo.
Coming soon. Yes. All right. Good night, everyone. Love you.
All right. Thanks, Julia. Bye, Kaya. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Love you.